Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents Ukrainian Voices in Ireland.
Do you have family and friends still in Ukraine?
Yeah, of course, yeah. My mom stay there, and then my two brothers with their family, they still there. My nephew and my all relations still there. My friends, lots of my friends fighting. Couple of them, it is die already, unfortunately. One of my nephew, he was killed in the very first days by Russians. They was live close to the Kiev. They was in the occupied territory. That's sad story. My nephew was killed by Russians when they was coming the first days of occupation. That it was in the very beginning. He was driving from his girlfriend, and they met, you know, that in the front of them the Russian tank, and they just killed him in the car for nothing.
And what was your nephew's name, and how old was he?
He was only 22. Andrew, his name, Andrew Balan, his surname as mine.
So when you're living in Ireland and your friends and your family are still over there, you must be so worried all the time.
Of course. You know, that every morning I call to my family. You know, that my brother lives in Kiev. He's that teacher of university. And he's, you know, that in the Kiev always they try to attack, and then I'm asked, how are you? I'm still alive. You know, that they get in some kind of get used to it, that's bombing and then everything, because that sometimes they was in the metro underground all night. They get used to it, and then just now he said it is no point going down because so many attacks is going every day. And then, you know, that it's air alarm, you know, that's going nearly every night. And then it is Ukraine under serious treatment, even like civilians and everybody. But they're strong. They don't want to come, actually. They tell that I have to be stay there. I have to, you know, that we have to fight for Ukraine.
Life for them every day. Are they still going to work? Are they still doing the things that they used to do, you know, more than 2 years ago?
Listen, I was there 3 months ago. I was visit my mom, and then it do some kind of trip to be checking our donation, what we send into Ukraine. I was visit our fund Gorton, where we send, and I was visit lots of hospitals. And then I was surprised, if you are not know about war, you know, that in that side where is my mommy live, she's live Vinnytsia. It is very peaceful way, but she said she's seen rockets going ahead of her small village off the roof. They go in very low, that rockets from Russia, and they know that, or that it is how we call it, Shahed. Every night we go to watch and see. They very optimistic. They get used to it, that alarms, they get used to it, that bombing and everything. Population of Ukraine get used to it, and they, it's very big patriots. I know that some of them return from, even from Ireland to Ukraine, and live with their own family, because they expecting only a couple months they will be, but war it's continuous 2 years.
And how old is your mother, Sergei?
My mother is 82. I was offered to her come last year. I lost my father. He's died August. And I asked her, offered to her to come with me, but she said it is, I'm too old to travel, and to me it doesn't matter where I go to die, but better to die in my own country, my own land and my own village.
This is Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Comisiu Nimeon with the television license fee.